Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, chuck wagons have been around at least 146 years, ever since Texas rancher Charles Goodnight modified a Studebaker wagon in 1866. Lisa Braltz looks at the modern chuck wagon in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
I was very into American pioneer stories when I was a kid. I couldn't get enough of them. The crossing of rivers, the braving of blizzards, vast landscapes dotted with buffalo as people made their way further and further west throughout the 1800s. Unsurprisingly, I was also quite taken with the concept of the chuck wagon, which was either the part of the wagon train that was responsible for cooking for the pioneers on the move as they rode toward the frontier, or the wagon that traveled with and fed cowboys and ranchers as they drove cattle over long distances on the huge prairies. Chuck wagons started their trips fully loaded with food, then picked up supplies along the way and were the social centers for those on the trip, a place for everyone to come together twice a day. We still have a version of the chuck wagon with us, though it's not about feeding hungry settlers as they move west. Nowadays, the chuck wagon's descendants, food trucks, are all about feeding hungry passerby as they make their way to work or their next class or home from a night out.
All right, if I could have you sign this top copy here. And can I get a name for the order?
Jake.
Great, thanks, Jake. Here's your card account.
Thank you.
While food trucks and carts and other vehicles have made a big splash in large metro areas, Urbana-Champaign has had a few mobile food enterprises called the U of I and Environs home for years. We've seen Darrell's truck on campus for decades, and Friar Tuck has parked in the southeast corner of Urbana's Market at the Square for well over 10 years. There was the guy that patrolled downtown Urbana with his hot dog cart for a year or two. And over the last couple of years, CU has been home to a few more food trucks, selling everything from burritos and tacos to Belgian street waffles to breakfast sandwiches. These trucks are actually fully loaded kitchens on wheels. Food isn't made somewhere else and warmed on these trucks. It's prepared to order while customers wait. One of these trucks is the Crack Truck, the realization of an idea three friends, Sean Baird, Daniel Krause, and Jeremy Mandel, were just kicking around a year ago when they were seniors at Southern Illinois University and the University of Illinois, majoring in food science and economics. They've been in business together since the end of July, selling their cheekily named breakfast sandwiches, Goy Vey, anyone? To eaters on the way to somewhere else. Like the other food trucks in the area, Cracked works with both the cities of Champaign and Urbana to ensure they're fully legal whenever they park. They have an arrangement with another local business to receive food shipments and wash dishes on their premises. And they appear at special events. In August, Crack made their debut at Urbana's Market at the Square and were not ready for the response they received. Jeremy Mandel.
We had no idea what it meant to actually prep this truck to capacity.
Yeah.
At that point, it was, all right, we've got 10 hot dogs. All right, that should be good. And we got 25 patties. That looks about right. And we've got a few cases of it. And that was that. Now, obviously, we've been doing this for 3 months, which I'm sure is nothing in the scheme of things for other people. But now it's like, all right, let's literally fill this truck up. Every nook and cranny is going to have dry storage, or it's going to have frozen goods, or it's going to have refrigerated goods.
We have yet to run it.
Obviously, they've since worked out the kinks. Since Cracked is a small independent business that's more nimble when it comes to working with suppliers, I asked if they worked at all with local food producers, both farmers and value-added food producers. And they do, sometimes. Although CU is a food-friendly town, the Crack guys notice that students are primarily looking for convenience and value in their food, while the farmer's market crowd is willing to wait in a longer line and pay a little more for an item featuring locally produced food.
We're open to doing local and to doing specials, and the market is a very great place to try that. People have been very receptive, and they love local food. That's why they're at the farmer's market. And they're willing to pay whatever it costs to buy a product that was, you know, raised organically or locally or free range.
Are food trucks serious competition for brick and mortar establishments? In CU, several food trucks belong to their parent restaurants, though this isn't the case with Cracked and a couple others. trucks have to deal with the vagaries of the weather, often don't offer seating, and have limited menus compared with restaurants. Trucks like Cracked rely heavily on social media, which they handle themselves, word of mouth, and their own trucks as billboards to let people know they're around. But the final word, after all that, quality.
Above and beyond all else, like, I think we have great food, and that's what's going to keep people coming back.
For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.